Thank you. A theme that's common with things we've already that were raised by Lukasz and by others already. So thank you for making that point. Anything further? Any further interventions? No. Thank you then. We'll leave that presentation there. Oh, yes. So we've spent much of the morning thus far talking about the e-road and the e-rail census under item 8A of our agenda. We are,
Good
although,
afternoon, my name.
We are going to move to item 8B. I appreciate colleagues are probably thinking their coffee break should be very close. We have a novel proposal for you, though, which is that we will play this presentation for 15 minutes, and then we will take questions, which will then be, I believe, if you have them, answered over the coffee break via email, thus the timing, the scheduling. So I hope that makes sense to you all and is acceptable in the circumstances. I would say, we've had a really interesting discussion of the e-road and the e-rail censuses this morning, and with the focus on intermodal transport. This presentation continues on that broad theme. I would note, and I very much thank Poland for this contribution, that we have a paper on this topic as well, obviously available in the corner, paper number 10. It's worth saying that the number of segments reported for the road census and is the choice of the reporting country and will depend on local situations and traffic and so forth. What we're going to hear in this presentation is Poland's experience in its segmenting its road network, and the Secretary, I think, particularly would like to place on record thanks because Poland have been providing very good data in this area. So to hear of their practices through this presentation should hopefully be insightful and valuable to many. So we are going to play the presentation, as I say, 15 minutes, and then we will quickly collate any questions before taking the break. So I hope that's acceptable. And yes, we shall proceed as thus.
Mr. Kukmaski.